morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. I'm your host, MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. We're still celebrating our season 13 kickoff of episode of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio, When Golden Globe Meets Yellow Rose. Now, what is going on to the film industry? Can Golden Globe Awards 2021 roll out the red carpet? Let's find out the answer with Hollywood power couple Ruben and Janet DePaulis of Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. Very special episode because we are celebrating our season 13 kickoff episode of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio with our segment Blog Talk Hollywood. Well, what better way to celebrate that because we have the Hollywood Foreign Press in front of me, live from Los Angeles. We got Ruben and Janet DePaulis, both executive producers of the Golden Globe Awards 2020. How are you guys doing?
Hi there, MJ.
Hi, MJ. It's nice to see you again, at least virtually.
Yeah, it's nice to see you guys. I mean, the last time I interviewed both of you was last May during the Asian American Pacific month.
Yes.
Yeah, so having said that, I know we're still in the middle of the pandemic, but I'm just really happy that they opened up now with maybe 25% of the theater. So can you talk about what's really going on now in the film industry?
Okay, some of them have started filming like in London or in Canada, but with precautions because of the pandemic. So they have some testing and temperature testing before you go in and wearing masks and having colored zones for like the primary cast members and the secondary cast members. It's like a bubble for each one of them. So, and also accommodations are also very expensive with, putting the stars in hotels and everything, but everybody's taking precautions.
As a result, MJ, they even hire people to make sure that people keep their 6 feet social distance. Yeah. So that's actually somebody's job to actually make sure that people stay within six feet apart from each other. So I'm sure that's going to be an annoying job or for many people. But the sad truth is that as a result of all this extra cost, this is driving the cost of production up. But of course, people want to make sure that everybody's safe, so that at least they're making sure that everybody's safe.
Well, that's really a good thing, just following the protocols so everyone will be safe. Well, now let's go on with both of you. I know during this pandemic, you've been really cooking, and did you create your new favorite, Janet?
Yeah, I've discovered my love for cooking more during this pandemic, creating paellas and trying new dishes. And I've even tried to invent my own like recipes and become more creative with cooking. And I've been cutting Ruben's hair as well. So it's a silver lining during this pandemic, being able to discover these things while you have the time as well.
And I see that Ruben is always, his hair looks good, so.
Yes, everybody's actually complimenting me about my haircut.
That's my haircut.
And they're all surprised that it's actually Janet who cuts my hair.
Wow, so you actually saved money during this pandemic.
Oh yeah, a lot of money, especially on dry cleaning, MJ, because we hardly go out anymore. So I'm very sad for the dry cleaning business, but we do save a lot of money, especially also on gas.
And we seldom use the car, just walking around, and most of our interviews are being done by Zoom. So we're not traveling, so traveling by Zoom.
Yeah, that's amazing. And well, speaking of your Zoom interview, Janet and Ruben, talk about the latest things that we look forward to, like I know there's so many series now online. Talk about that.
Well, we've seen a lot of them, of course, Ratched, and then we have also the other movies like Let Him Go, Wild Mountain Time, and
The Father with Olivia Colman. Yeah. And of course, what happened though, what's sad is that a lot of those films that are supposed to be released this year have been moved back to next year because, you know, they want to recoup their cost. So we're looking forward to The Prom with Meryl Streep, a musical. But as a result, In the Heights and that James Bond movie will not be released this year, but next year.
And the movie of Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. And I believe the film by Diane Paragas, our very own Diane Paragas, whom I believe you interviewed, is getting good reviews. So
Yellow Rose.
Yes, absolutely. She's included in this episode. That's amazing. And that finally a Filipino American film that being signed on to a big studio like such as Sony Pictures.
Yes.
And it's really getting good reviews. And in fact, it has a very high rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And she's been, Diane Paragas is getting a lot of mileage out of this. So I'm very glad for that.
And I just would like to take this opportunity to congratulate both of you. You were part of the 75 Most Influential Filipino Americans. I released it about around the same time of the first Filipino landed in the continental USA on October the 18th. So it makes it more historical. So congrats on that.
Thank you, MJ.
And also, I think you guys are my both go awardee now for TOFA. And
Yes.
I was actually surprised because Elton Lugay recognized I started the list and then he actually enhanced it, so he did like 100, so I'm happy about that.
I'm glad, MJ, that you support each other, you know, this awards that you, I can see that you and Elton are really collaborating and there's no rivalry. So I'm really glad that you support each other because that's
that's what we need.
Yeah,
because that's what we need among Filipinos, to help each other. We call it the Bayanihan spirit and not the crab mentality, you know. You have to uplift each other.
Mm-hmm. So
MJ, I have I still want to thank you for putting me again on the list of your 75 most influential, most popular. So thank you. Maraming salamat.
Yeah, so this time it was you, the number one, Ruben. Last year was
How is
that?
Is
there anything
I saw that I was number
going
one.
On right
Thank
now
you.
Inside the house?
I'm sorry?
Were you outside?
Is there any rivalry inside the house now?
No, actually, I couldn't believe it when I saw my name that I was number one. So, well, that's the way it goes.
I just gave him a chance.
Yeah, and the reason why, and there is a reason why you guys are number one, because you do, I know a lot of people, they think it's just about Hollywood. You guys are philanthropists.
Yes.
Because of the Hollywood Foreign Press, you know, you guys raise millions and millions of dollars to help the whatever advocacy you guys are doing. And I really applauded your organization.
Yeah, and this year we gave $5 million to a lot of schools and events and those who are preserving film. So it's a multifaceted response to.
I can't say enough that the we're very of course the Hollywood Foreign Press is known for the Golden Globe Awards, but for me I'm personally proudest of our philanthropy efforts because we do give away millions in dollars to grants and scholarships.
Absolutely. Well. Let's go on. This is really exciting. A chapter of your life, Ruben, because you have this follow-up book. I know your first book was successfully released, and now the second one is even, well, I could just entitled Through a Writer's Lens. Can you talk about that? I know you've photographed 1,000 celebrities, A-listers. So can you elaborate a little bit more about your book?
Yeah. Well, here it is. My first
my gosh.
Shared book. You talked about Janet cooking during the pandemic. This was what yes. I was cooking during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, that's
a pandemic baby.
This was my secret project with the help of Janet, and this was published by Bessie Padilla, who I'm very grateful for, because for several years she's been asking me to come up with a book. I never thought that I have enough material for a coffee table book. So MJ, the name of the book is Through a Writer's Lens.
Yes.
I have to tell you that when I first got this copy, I have to tell you that I really wept. I really cried because I got very emotional. It's my labor of love for many years now. I mean, for many months. So getting a hold of this is it was something. So it's a 12x14. It's a 12x14. It's a coffee table
it's
book.
It's really big.
It's a hardbound edition.
And wow, that's amazing. And
show the inside.
Yeah. And it's a collection of my pictures of the stars that I've been interviewing over the years. So
nice.
John
speaking of Filipino talent, John.
Yes, the daughter. Yeah.
So it's a collection of Hollywood and Filipino talents, which I'm very proud of. So we have to include them, of course.
Kristen Stewart and Rob
Pattinson.
Yeah, so, I'm really, really proud of that. Imagine. Yeah, and
Robin Williams, very fresh.
And with each photo, MJ is I pick a quotation from each of the stars featured. So I'm really proud of this, and I'm really thankful, Bessie, for thinking and. I even right now I'm getting emotional just talking about this book.
Yeah, that's amazing, Ruben, and I'm just really, really proud that I call you guys friends, because this is really uplift the boost the morale of the Filipino Americans, and it's amazing project. So where can they get a hold of this this book of yours, Ruben?
Thank you, MJ. It's send a message to facebook.com/ Through a Writer's Lens. So this is the name of the book,
Through a Writer's Lens.
But yes, of course, on Facebook, it's a link. There will be the apostrophe on writer apostrophe S. It's just facebook.com/ Through a Writer's Lens. Send us a message if you want to order. And by the way, it's a perfect book for the holidays, because you know, for your family and friends, because it's a collector's edition. It's a hardbound. It's 12x14. So
yeah,
the
I can't
coffee
wait
table
to get a hold of that.
Book is limited edition also on And they can also email or text Ruben or Facebook him, private message.
And that's what kept Janet and me busy during this pandemic. I'm really grateful to Janet for helping me, because it was an intensive effort to go through all the photos that I took of the stars I interviewed over the years, and then finding the appropriate quotes with each talent.
And some of the photos are not published yet. These are like special for them.
Wow, that's amazing. It was an effort. It's not really a rivalry inside the house, so it's a great teamwork.
Thank you. And again, I thank Bessie Padilla, because without her, I mean, she's been actually asking me, let's do the book. I kept saying yes, but I don't have the time. But until the pandemic hit, and then I finally had the time to go through all the books and the quotes. So I am really grateful to Bessie Padilla also.
That's amazing. And well, having said that, now this is the question that everyone's asking in the industry. Is there going to be a live red carpet for the Golden Globe 2021?
We don't know yet. It depends on the pandemic, but looks like the pandemic is getting bad, especially here in California. But we have a date already for the Golden Globe, which is February 28th. So we're preparing. We have a plan B.
So fingers crossed, MJ, as you know, the pandemic is getting worse instead of waning. So, but we're adapting a wait and see attitude. So in the meantime, we're looking at how the awards shows are doing it, you know, like CMA, the American Music Awards, the Emmys. We've been observing how they do it and maybe improve on it. But hopefully we're going to have the live, real one award show. But we'll see, MJ. Please, everybody, let's hope that the pandemic is gone by February.
But recently, we already had our grants celebration. Usually it's a grand dinner, sit-down dinner with performances, but this time it was a virtual celebration, which we did for our grants.
Yeah, that was an
Hudson perform.
Yeah, that was amazing. Event for the Hollywood Foreign Press. Well, having said that, what films can we look forward to during these award seasons? Is there any films that stands out at all?
Janet mentioned Wild Mountain Time with James Dornan and Emily Blunt. Yeah. Really good performances. And we also watch The Father with Olivia Colman and Anthony Hopkins. And we also already mentioned The Prom. It's a musical and with James Corden, Meryl Streep, and all those people that we're about to see that. And we can't wait to see that one. And
Ammonite.
Very good performance with Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan. It's about this friends in the, I believe, 18th century, I believe. And
Let Him Go.
We also watched Let Him Go with Kevin Costner and Diane Lane. Very good performances too. And so
Uncle Frank.
MJ, you have to see Uncle Frank. It's about this Paul Bettany who is from the South and he's keeping his gay identity secret from his family because you know how this was in the, I believe, 50s or 60s. So he hides it from the family until he's forced for some reason toward the end. It's emotionally gripping. Uncle Frank with Paul Bettany.
That's awesome. Wow. It's amazing. These are so much information. It's I'm very, very thankful and looking forward to get a hold of that book as well. And yes. Totally gonna promote that, and we're going to put out the links how to order order that copy.
By the way, MJ, as it mentioned, the price, it's in the States and Europe, it's $125 plus $10 for shipping and handling, and in the Philippines it's 6,000 pesos plus 200 pesos for shipping and handling. And we already mentioned facebook.com/2arrivedlands that you can order through.
Yeah, we with this interview we'll put out the your information so everyone can, you know, and we will invite all our awardees in TOFA to get one of those.
Thank you.
Each one of them to keep it for them. You know, it's amazing. It's going to be an amazing and inspiring book coming from both of you. Yes. And well, I really, really appreciate your time. And once again, thank you so much for being on the show, Blog Talk Hollywood. This is really a kickoff episode. And we're almost running for almost 7 years on April. So
congratulations,
MJ.
Thank you. I didn't realize that this is season 13. I'm just having fun, you know. Yes.
So thank you for always having us, and we thank you too for promoting Filipino talents all the time. Thank you very much. We all need to do that.
Absolutely. And once again, invite everyone on your social media so everyone can get a hold of you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Janet Nepales, Janet R. Nepales. So, and I write for GMA7. And also do TV for them.
I'm now right for Rappler. I'm very proud of that. And then on Twitter, I'm on Nepalis Ruben. And also on Facebook, I have a public page. It's Ruben Nepalis. And then I'm also on Instagram, Ruben V, as in Victory, Nepalis. That's my last name, Ruben V Nepalis on Instagram. Thank you very much, MJ.
And I want to remind everyone, you're also on Smile Magazine for Cebu Pacific.
Yes, thank you very much for reminding me that, because I get a lot of comments from friends who board Cebu Pacific, and they open the Smile Magazine and they see my Hollywood article there. So I encourage everybody, by the way, if you board a Cebu Pacific flight, you can take that home. Okay, you can take that home with you and maybe even send me a copy of it, because I'm here.
Unfortunately, my flight to Cebu Pacific got canceled because of pandemic. I supposed to go to Coron, Palawan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to get all the copies of the
Thank you, MJ.
I forgot to mention I also write for Manila Up and Exquisite Magazine.
Awesome. Congrats, and I really, really admire both of you, and You know, I'm really doing what I'm doing, and I look up to you, both of you.
Thank you, MJ.
Thank you. From one Pangasinan to another, maraming salamat, MJ.
Yes.
Salamat.
You have to
salamat, yeah. Salamat di balbalin.
But salamat di balbalin. Yes, I still have to practice because I don't know the
it sounds naughty though. Salamat di balbalin.
Salamat di balbalin. Okay. Thank you so much for both of you and mabuhay.
Mabuhay. Okay.
Thank you. Salamat.
Don't go away. Don't go away. Now with the second part of our episode, getting to know Dayan Paragas, an award-winning director of Yellow Rams, an historical film for Filipino Americans. Guys, this is a special episode of Blog Talk Hollywood. We got award-winning director Dayan Paragas of Yellow Rose. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's such a pleasure to have you because I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're really, yes. And during the opening, I was able to see your precious film for Filipino Americans called Yellow Rose. So, you know, I know this film means a lot to you. Can you tell me a little bit of glimpse how did it started and why did you push for this Filipino American story?
I grew up in a small town in Texas, and throughout my entire childhood and into my high school years, I was one of the only Filipinos growing up, and I think I. When I got to the point where I knew I was making movies, I wanted to tell a very Filipino American story, kind of something that echoed the experience I had, which was very specific. So instead of kind of being a straight up biopic, I wanted to tell something a little bit more, of a metaphor of the new American dream. So yeah, I didn't really listen to country music, even though I grew up in Lubbock, Texas. I listened to like British New Wave, and I had shaved my head, and I was in a band, and I wore dog collars and all that. So that was my experience. And I couldn't wait to move to New York City, where I live now. But to take kind of the same interior experience I had of feeling kind of like a fish out of water and out of place, but have this character love Texas and embrace Texas and the most fundamental Texan thing, country music, it just felt like a better jumping off point for a story that would feature a character that people could really care about.
That's amazing because when I saw the film, I'm not going to give out a whole bunch of it because I know it's still out in theater at this point. I just love the character and the way it was built, and it was amazing, and along with that, it's the music, it's beautiful, and I just fell in love with the music. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? How did you come up with that beautiful music while the story is like perfect for it?
Well, the other reason, other than the sort of more obvious metaphor of country music and belonging to country, is that I actually think country music as a genre it lends itself very well to cinema. And there's been so many great country music films like Crazy Heart, like Tender Mercies, like Nashville, where the music just so beautifully goes together with cinema because it's a storytelling device. And I knew that, for as dark as a story, which tells the story of a 17-year-old girl who wants to be a country singer and her mother gets arrested by ICE and she's forced to go on this journey to find a home and to find her voice and place in America, that it was a very inherently dark story, that to punctuate that story with music was one way to give the audience a relief, but also be the window into the interior world of this character. And all of the music does that. So it was very important for me from the get-go to make sure that music was exactly the kind of music that would come out of this character. And it was kind of the other character in the film was the music. And so we were very fortunate. I partnered with Dale Watson, who's in the film. He plays himself. Yes. He is a legendary Texan musician, but also sort of this undersung musician. Like, not a lot of people might know him by name, but I think people in the music industry know of him. And he lent his name to the film. He helped us write all the music. He opened his house to us, opened his venues, and that's really what gave the film and the music in the film its authenticity. Yes. And I think I also co-wrote some of the music in the film, sort of knowing and feeling what I felt I knew of the character, and infusing that within Dale's, you know, world and his knowledge of country music. And that's how we came up with the music, was this idea in my head of what the music would sound like, and then Dale's guidance in terms of making it sound like this kind of country music.
That's beautiful, and everyone should see the film as soon as possible. I think everyone can relate. I mean, just the music alone, it's already amazing. You could really see, Our kickoff episode has come to an end. Thank you so much, Ruben and Janet DePaulis of Hollywood Border Press Association, for giving us your precious time, as well as the Amparagas and award-winning director of Yellow Roast. This episode is brought to you by M Beauty Clinic by Dr. Tess Mauricio, America's favorite dermatologist. Visit her website, shopdrtess.com. Shopdrtess.com. It is greetings time. Well, I would like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who remembered my special day. That was like November the 18th. So I thank you guys for all the awesome greetings. And also would like to say hi to Miss V, my publicist, and my friends in New York City over a glass or two, Jesse and JCast. Also would like to thank Alton Lugay, pioneer of Topa. And again, want to say hi to my family. Love you guys, and that is it. And this very exciting season 13 of Blog Talk. I know if you want to watch the video of this episode, you could go ahead and do that by following me at Blog Talk with Andrew Acadio on Facebook, and my Instagram, MJ Ricardio, the blogger, Twitter, Facebook, at MJ Ricardio. And I hope you could share and share this podcast, and you may be inspired with our guest. And as well as, before I forget, I want to shout out to DJ Pearl of Sydney, Australia, our Australian correspondent. So that's about it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Next week, our guest will be John Briones, the star of Ratchet. If you haven't seen that, check it out. It's on Netflix. I am signing off. This is MJ Cardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.